About 240 people attended the governor's summit on agricultural viability recently, and another 85 watched it online. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Idaho's rapid population growth is impacting farmland, and not in a good way. The development that has come along with that growth has increasingly resulted in the loss of more farmland. From 2017 to 2022, 144,000 acres of agricultural land in Idaho disappeared, and that's according to the USDA's 2022 Census of Agriculture. During that same time, the state lost 2,119 farms and ranches. The situation has gotten so serious that Governor Brad Little, himself a rancher and farmer, held a summit to sound an alarm on the issue and lay the groundwork to try and find ways to preserve farmland in Idaho. A recent University of Idaho study found that 1 in 9 jobs in Idaho are directly or indirectly attributed to agriculture, as well as 17% of total sales and 13% of the state's total gross product. Summit speakers agreed that the issue of farmland preservation is a complicated one, and there are no easy solutions. A plethora of possible ways to help stem the loss of farmland were discussed during the summit, and one of those was the need to incentivize farmers to not sell their land for development. I hope you found this agricultural program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.